Wow. So from in terms of local news, were there any particular town issues that you took a stand
Oh, a
on?
number of them.
Which ones come to mind?
Wanted to get we supported whatever group it was that wanted to get rid of all the billboards in Stowe and in Vermont in general, and that was successful.
What year was that?
I don't remember.
So there were billboards
Oh, there were
around.
billboards all over,
I didn't realize that. I thought,
and we got basically it was considered illegal after that. And New Hampshire still has billboards, huge billboards. One of my pet ideas way back was you ought to light the steeple of the church, and I've since been trying to activate that concept. And I heard just 2 days ago that the Charlie Burnham, who's I guess president of the local community church, is
He's on
going
the
to do just that.
really,
So I thought that was marvelous. So that was an idea that failed 40 years ago, but is now possibly going to be done. I don't know. There were other ca we had various campaigns about doing things, and we were fighting environmental issues a lot, depending on what they were. I mean, either for environment or against the environment. The pig farm and all of that issue, does that mean anything to you?
It doesn't tell me.
There was a woman who came in, well, at one point, what is now
Landmark fail.
the Landmark Meadow was going to be developed. And, this woman started fighting the whole concept, which eventually we all embraced, but she carried it a little far at times. And so the owner of the then owner of that field, put in a pig farm there, and he would make sure to bring all the manure and dump it right in her driveway of the pig farm manure. So that way, we had things like that that were fun. You'd have to dig into the details of that, or where we stood and how it worked. But
Well, how about, I spoke to Biddle before sitting down with you, and one of the things that he said that you really helped define, or at least held the town accountable to some of the zoning decisions that were being made along the way and development and so forth.
I guess we argued, but we were all for the basic premise of zoning. I think we might have fought against doing everything the way it was done, but we pretty much were supportive of most things, as I remember. Do you?
I think so.
I think it's been a good thing. I mean, the signs were certainly one thing.
That's a big thing.
With hindsight, I mean, the original zoning people that allowed no commercial business to be right on the road, or was it the other way around? They protected the hillsides,
Yeah,
I guess.
maybe.
They protected the hillsides, but then so you had a strip of motels all along the mountain company, all along the mountain road as it existed, which was sort of too bad. I mean, there were plenty of ways to have offset them a little bit up the hill without ruining things. Ted Barnett certainly came into the issues. Ted Barnett was always for developing everything, and this was now through the Stowe Land Trust. We ended up buying the Pinnacle, say, which is a local hillside on the other side of Stowe, buying it from him, and it's a popular walking place. We used to go walk up there with our dog, I remember, and our children all the time. So I'm trying to remember anything more, but yes,